Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crap Is, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yo Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. Guess who's with me? He's thin. He's smart. He has a Peloton that he rides a lot, writes about it. His name is Ben Mandelker. Hello, Mr. Ben Mandelker. How are you?
Hi, Ronnie. Thank you so much for plugging the Peloton thing, because I was going to do it myself. I still will. If you're a Peloton person, I just wrote another article about stretching. I took three stretching classes on Peloton, and I wrote about it for The Dip. So go check that out. I put a link to it. I just added a link in my bio section on my Instagram. I feel very cool. So now you can click and you can see the article and things like that. So
wow,
that's yeah. I feel like a professional.
Yeah,
professional bio section.
Professional stretcher. That's yeah. So cool. Professional Peloton.
Yeah, one of the stretching classes I took was a Disney stretching class, which I did not realize it was, because who would have ever thought there could be such a thing as a Disney stretch? And it was like literally the most bizarre thing. It's like you're stretching to Colors of the Wind. It doesn't even make sense. And like, I'm trying not to laugh, because how can you take any sort of form of exercise seriously while Vanessa Williams is like crescendoing in the background, like, have you ever seen the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? And I'm like grabbing my quads. I'm like, this does not match my experience right now.
I know, but I have a feeling you're not the first gay to be bending over during Colors of the Wind blaring.
That's probably true.
I'm sure many an ankle has been grabbed during that song. It's just something so sexy about it.
Just around the river.
Well, everybody, welcome. Today is Real Housewives of New York Day. Okay. We're still in Salem. It's very scary town with these ladies in it. And some shit goes down. Wow.
Shit goes down. And by the way, this is also Crappens on Demand, so you can also watch us right now. Ronnie is wearing a lovely shade of green. I'm wearing blue and white stripes. So that sort of sets
the scene for us. I'm wearing my favorite shirt that says Stay Cool.
Oh, you wore that the cutest t-shirts yesterday. Not well. You were like 2 days ago or something, you were wearing something really cute, but you always have the most adorable shirts. That's true.
That's what happens,
Ronnie.
When you gain weight. You start like getting things on your shirt, and then all my like dress shirts are like patterned with flowers now. I'm like, hi, maybe I've gained some weight, but now I wear gardenia patterns. So take that, world.
it's a great trade-off.
Yeah, you never know when you're gonna come across someone really hot and out of your league who just happens to have like a patterned shirt fetish, you know.
Plus, you know, like an adorable pigeon always covers up problem areas, I find. So that's what's also nice about them, you know?
Yeah, people are too busy thinking, what the fuck is he wearing, to think, oh my God, has he gained weight? I gotta trick the mind.
I've invested in a lot of stripey t-shirts to cover up some of my man lumps, and it's great, but now I look like a kid at all times.
Yeah.
So but anyway, Real Housewives of New York. God, Ronnie, I love this episode. I have to say, I loved this episode. I loved the last episode. And I know a lot of ink has been spilled about how the season isn't like, oh, God, it's over. It's boring. I don't know. I really, I literally thought it was a great episode.
You people don't appreciate anything. All right. Ramona pooped on the floor. And that was just last week. Sonia's losing her mind. We have Brashan, who's now going to lose her mind right back in Sonia's face. It's like the first time somebody looks in a mirror, you know, and they're like, well,
yes.
Or the first time you see a video of yourself and you're like, I look like that. That's me. Yes, that's you. Okay.
Yeah. I would talk a lot of the issues the season's had to COVID and probably just the difficulty of filming something like this in New York City. Because once the women get away and they're like with each other, the show really opens up. So, you know,
now it does,
COVID.
But on a negative note, you know, the storyline, like, they're still not really helping themselves. It's like, okay, we're having fun. Let's have an intervention now. We're having fun. Let's talk about a dead grandmother now.
But
we're having fun. Let's fight about it. It's like, geez, you guys went from fighting about like racial politics into, or not fighting about it, but resisting it, into the dead grandmothers, into this. It's already COVID, okay? Just stop.
Well, the intervention I didn't mind, because it was just like a perfectly Roni intervention, which is sloppy, disorganized, and totally ineffective. So that was fine for me.
And at a bar. which is very Real Housewives of New York.
A haunted bar. It was like there were ghosts that were intervening too. So I didn't mind that. And I actually could not believe how emotionally invested I got into that stupid seance. So like to me, it was, I don't know. I feel like I know there are a lot of people who've already given up. And it's hard to win back people after they've given up. But I just don't think it's worth giving up on, to be honest. I think it's just fine.
Okay. Well, everybody, right. I'm opening a soda. Forgot to do it before, so everybody listens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. What type of soda? Can we see?
It's a crisp and clean Big Swig. Watermelon and mint. It's bright and balanced. Can I ask you, how do they make these things? Because they say there's no sweeteners. There's no calories. There's no sodium. There's nothing. It's nothing. Like, look, it says nothing. There's nothing in here. The ingredients, they say nothing. How do you make that? It tastes like watermelon.
Is there actually any liquid in there?
There's liquid in here, okay? That was a taste test.
It's so funny because I don't know if you heard me. When you said, how do they make these things? I literally thought you were talking about the can. Like, you know what? How do they make
cans? There's another thing. That's for another day you feel like educating me. We can go into, like, the can process because it's confusing. Admit it.
We should just start another podcast called How Things Don't Work. And then we just, like, come up with how things are made. But it's, like, based on nothing. Like, oh, well, cans. Okay, well, obviously, a can, you know, first you got to go to a mine. You got to get some aluminum. And then what you do is you bring the aluminum to a factory. And what they do is they superheat it and then they sit down on it and they let it sit there for 3 days. We just go through the whole process. You know, as I'm describing this.
It's a trip. Like, where's the metal seamed? I don't feel any seamed. I mean, maybe here up at the top, but there's like no side seams. And I'm not even stoned. Okay, let's just get into this. Nobody needs to be thinking about how a can is
cans.
Made.
Okay. How is a can made?
What
cans.
We all need to be concentrating on is how is Sonia even still upright at this point? I think that's what I'm going to concentrate on for the rest of the hour.
Ronnie, let's play a new game called What Household Item is Sonia? Is Sonia a pencil sharpener?
No.
Is she an aluminum can?
No.
Sonia, is she a doormat? Is she
Sonia
a doormat?
Sonia is the toilet paper that's put on the wrong way, you know, so that when you put your hand on it, then it suddenly all unravels onto the floor and you're like, damn it, I need this toilet paper, but God, it's frustrating. But then after you poop, you're so grateful to have it, you know? That's, I think, what she is. And it sops up all the water, but, like, really poorly, you know? Like, if you spill something on the ground, it'll sop it up, but, like, not as well as a paper towel because the toilet paper's liver is shot, so it really doesn't take much to get through it.
Are you implying that she's just, like, a single-ply toilet paper? Because that's kind of sad. She's not as sad as that. I think she's two-ply.
Well, even two-ply, you know, it's just not built to take that much liquid. You know, you can only put so much liquid into it before it's already overflowing, you know?
Well, either way, one thing that she definitely is not is a doormat. And we know that because the episode opens with her going, I am not a doormat. Okay, I will kill Ramona. Bring this girl to this group. Oh, Leah, you're a smart bitch. Why would Ramona bring this girl to this group? She's like a psycho. I'm not a doormat.
Yeah, I'm still Team Brisson in this whole fight. Sonia acted completely insane last week and was a total asshole. And all the ladies were, really, to Brisson, who just said, you're boring and you're acting like a bunch of grandmas. Yes. And guess what? She was absolutely correct in that assessment. Yeah. Okay?
She was.
So then I freak out.
By the way, I was a little shocked because, you know, on the internet, there's, you know, on Instagram, there's always these polls going up and whose side are you on? And so many people were anti-Brisson. It was like, it was not even a question, you know, like
really?
any poll where it was like, does Brisson have a point? It was like 97%. No, everyone was so mean to Brisson. And I'm sorry. We love Sonia Morgan. Sonia Morgan is amazing. She might be a front runner for Bravo Celebrity of the Year. But I'm sorry. Like Bershon held her own, and she deserves some credit. You know, she came on to this. She came on to this season and galvanized it, as far as I'm concerned.
I think so too. She brought it back to life, and also people. I think that it's kind of what the ladies were doing when they freaked out and started getting so offended and yelling at Bershon. It's the, you don't want someone else yelling at your friends. You know, like you can do it, but you don't want anyone else doing it. And I guess they thought it was too soon or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm guessing that was the reaction, because I think on any other season, it's like, of course, she's correct. Like,
yeah.
You're all acting.
So
and
correct.
Also, it's everything that everybody, everything that Bershon said is what the internet has been saying this entire season.
Yes.
You know? So, you know, you just can't win. You just can't win. So, yeah, Sonia's like blaming Leah. Like, how could you bring this girl into our group? And the Ramona is having a side conversation with Bershon, and she's like, you know, what? It doesn't do any good to push a buttons, guy. She's like a telephone. You know, you just don't. If you press buttons, it just doesn't work, guy. It's like, that's actually.
You know what? It's like when I go into an elevator, okay? You don't want to press a button, okay? Because if you press a button, that's one last chance for a man to come into an elevator and say, excuse me, ma'am, what floor? And you can go, whatever floor you're going to, okay? You don't want to lose a flirting chance, okay, Bershon?
Ramona probably does push every button on the elevator just for that reason, just so she could stop at each floor and kind of look out and look around. Like, see if there's a
floor?
Man.
Are there any handsome gentlemen on this floor, okay?
And Bershon's like, okay, but you guys have to put a hold on her. Right. So Sonia's still yelling over on the other side of the room, going, I was trying to save her. I was trying to save her.
And Luann's like, well, at this point, it's Ramona's job to reel in this woman, because she's obviously not clicking with the group. It's Ramona's job to figure out what to do with her now. Good luck now.
You know what? She's very fragile, okay? She's broken, man. She's broken, man, okay? We're not trying to push her over the edge, so don't push her off the edge. Don't push her off the edge, okay?
And then Leah, did I get this right? Did I mishear this? She goes, good night. I'm going to go free bleed in my room.
That's what I wrote.
Was that some sort of lady experience? I'm assuming so.
I'm guessing. I don't know. I was going to ask you. So I think that we both don't know means it's none of our business. Okay. That's what I've learned on this show. If we both don't know about something, it's just none of our damn business. Okay.
Free bleed. The original version. That's what Lynyrd Skynyrd originally called that song. Free bleed. So Bershon is like, I think you guys baby her. I really do. I really think you baby her. And she's like, what? We are, okay? Bershon, she's not strong like you and me, okay? She's not. She can't even press an elevator button, okay? Please recognize that. I'm telling you, as a woman who I know is a warrior who supports other women, okay? Warriors support warriors who are also women, and those women who are warriors support warrior women, okay?
Support Xena, the warrior princess, okay? Stop being mean to Xena. And she's like, Bershon, I think, has the same question I have, which is, I do support women, but why do we have to accept?
I know.
And I love that she's committing to her whole zombie thing for Sonia.
Very Salem. What? This is my BF for 30 years, okay? And I'm not going to say, oh, I'm not going to be with you because you're having a breakdown, okay? You know what? Bershon is an intelligent woman. She does have a point. As an outsider looking in, she wants to know why we're using kid gloves, okay? And I agree. But you know what? You know what? She's our friend for a long time, and it makes us look better when she's a disaster, okay?
So then the ladies are up in Leah's room. And Sonia's like, you know what, Leah, I just need to have some time with you. Can I just have 1 second? I just need to talk about the townhouse and how I got it and how I lost it. And because you know that's what the conversation's going to be. Listen, I have been an artist for years. I've been in films. I know John. You know, let me tell you about the time about the townhouse. So she's like,
I fucked John in the wigwam, okay? Just right out there in Pioneer Village, okay? That used to be mine.
Mm-hmm. So Ramona's like, whoa, to Bershon, you threw a firebomb? You just need to fix it. And Bershon's like, a firebomb was needed, which I like. Bershon's not backing down. So then Luann and Ebony are in the elevator, and now they're like best friends, you know, because I think Ebony loves that there's somebody else now you know, fighting with these ladies. So she's like, Ramona can deal with her. I'm done. Okay. I gave all the black extra credit points I could. And I didn't want her to be in this situation, but I learned with this group, you've got to listen. Okay. And you've got to learn. And I was like, wow, yeah. Weren't those the lessons you were trying to teach?
Right.
That's what happens. You know, you actually come in with this group with something to teach, and you're the one who has to learn. It's like, no, they're fucking crazy, and you just have to learn to stay out of their way.
Yeah, Ebony says that basically Brashan should, you know, ask questions like it's the first day of second grade, which I like that they all have to progress to second grade to have like basic communication with each other. So then Brashan's
well,
like,
isn't that
I think
how
you guys
age
need
works?
A-
yeah, you start like a little wrinkly thing and you end up a little wrinkly thing. You know, you go through all the grades, you get older, and then you start getting really older and you start becoming a baby again. You guys.
Then Kate Blanchett is taking care of you and you're like, yes. Oh my God, I love New Orleans.
And you're just like, when is my Brad Pitt age? When is my Brad Pitt age?
You're thinking, why did I waste so much time of my life on a boat? No one cared about that part of my life. So then Brashan is like, she's like, you know, I think you guys just need a fresh pair of eyes. And maybe I'm just a fresh pair of eyes. And I tell it like it is. That's what it is. So for instance, you know, my favorite way to tell like it is to go like this. Tell it like it is.
I mean, that is how Sonya was being. And Sonya keeps getting up in her face and stuff. So then it's 10:48 in the morning. And Sonya's just snoring in bed.
Yeah.
And then we see Ramona. What?
I was just going to say, when we see it's in the morning, I was like, gosh, I thought I saw in the trailer there's going to be a fight. Are you meaning to tell me that Sonya's going to get wasted again tonight and then have the fight? So we're due for another drunken moment. That's what was going through my mind at this point of the show.
Yeah, so we see her snoring, and then we see Ramona in her room doing a workout on the phone, and the guy's like, okay, grab those weights. She goes, yo, what? I didn't bring weights, okay? And so she just starts lifting Pellegrino bottles.
It is truly like the most rich white lady exercise routine I've ever seen. Just a Pellegrino, like, shoulder press.
Yeah.
Whoa, this is how I stay ageless, okay?
So then Leah calls Luann in her room, and she's like, I'm not sure if you heard, but Brashan and Sonya got into a physical altercation last night.
Oh, no!
Well, when I left and got the girls to go to bed, I thought she went to bed. She goes, no, because Brashan came down to get a melatonin, and then they went at it. I was like, okay, so you're kind of at fault for this. Why would you do that? Why would you say, come to my room right now with Sonya in here to get a melatonin? Your fault.
Thank you.
Your fault, Stir.
Thank you. So now we see a flashback of the early, some of them, they're just, they're in the room, and Brashan's just talking to Leah saying, you know, I'm not kept in a box. Like, you can't tell me I can't speak. You know what I'm saying? And then Sonya just walks, Sonya's wasted and walks over and goes, I can't even talk to her. I tried to ask her about labels. I can't even talk to her. And she's just like sloppy in her face, right? And Brashan goes, Brashan's like smiling in a good mood. She's like, I love her. But like, you know, you're drunk. That's for sure. You're drunk. She said something like that. Like, I love you, but you're drunk.
What did you just say to me?
I love you. I said, I love you. I said, I love you.
Did you say drunk? What did you say?
Sonya, stop it. Sonya, stop it. Stop it, Sonya.
I don't even know you. You don't need to be talking about me.
And Sonya is also brandishing this, like, Nathaniel Hawthorne mug. I just love that. There's, like, the little face of Nathaniel Hawthorne. Like, this is his legacy, ultimately, is to be swirled around in a drunken fight on Real Housewives of New York. So she's just sitting there swirling Hawthorne's face around.
And then the way Leah's telling the story is... you know, such bullshit too. Cause Leah's like, and then Sonya was like, I mean, I'm a real person. And then we cut to how it happened. And Sonya's like, I'm a real person.
She goes, don't you come into my life in 10 seconds and tell me who I am. And she has her finger like right in Brashan's face. And Brashan goes, finally, Brashan's like, okay, I'm going to really stand up for myself. And she's like, Sonya, get your fucking hand out of my face. And then they have a finger fight where they're both like, they're like having almost like, it's like finger fencing, you know? It's like, yes. They're really not actually laying hands on each other, nor are they getting incredibly violent, but they're like their fingers are right in their eyes, you know?
Yes. And Leah gets in between them and she's like, please, my nose job. I have to be careful.
She's like, guys, look out for my nose job as I insert myself between the two of you.
So that's when Sonia starts freaking out because she's being held back. So she starts doing the like grabbing at Brashan thing. And then the producers come in and kind of pull her back and she's grabbing Brashan, you know. So
yeah.
Sonia, sorry. Again, Sonia's at fault.
Sonia was the aggressor here. I'm sorry.
Yes. And so the producers make her cut it out. And so she hits the fire extinguisher case and then the glass breaks.
Yeah, because Leah's like, and then Sonia broke the entire fire extinguisher glass. And Luann goes, oh my God. So then we see that.
Shattered.
Sort of like my debut in Cabaret when Dorinda kept yelling, Giovanni, shattered the entire evening. Am I right?
Sort of like the glass ceiling when I released Chic C'est la Vie. Am I right?
Sort of like just an ordinary glass door when I accidentally walked through it with my sequined hat and it just shattered on sight, both the hat and the door.
And so Brashan's yelling, God, she's taking this shit too far. And Leah said, yeah. And then, you know, Brashan said something about Sonia being drunk. And I was like, don't say that. She's intoxicated right now. And Luann's like, not when she's drunk. Never when she's drunk. Oh, really, Luann?
Oh, really? Thank you. Oh, I knew really? You were going to pick up on this one. Oh, really? I knew it.
Justice for Dorinda on this one.
Yeah. I always defended Luann in that scene in Colombia when Luann said, oh, look. She's starting. I always said that was like, I actually defended Luann on that one. But don't all of a sudden be like, well, don't ever ridicule a drunk person while they're drunk. Don't you ever do that.
I would say that instead of being a hypocrite, she's learned a lesson, but this is Housewives and that doesn't happen. So
yeah.
I'm not going to go with that. So Leah and Luann agree that this is too soon for Brashan to be calling Sonia drunk. Yes, you have to be seasoned. You have to be seasoned to call Sonia drunk. Hey, maybe we can do it later.
Yeah, exactly. So then we just cut to Brashan, who's just in her room doing like jumping jacks, going, Brashan, you're amazing. Brashan, you're beautiful. Brashan, you support, you inspire, you empower. Oh, sorry. Thought I was going to do a Sonia impersonation.
How can people be having a problem with her? I was cracking up. I watched that 10 times.
She's great.
I made a clip of it. So then Sonia is, you know, just hungover as hell. And so she's like, I need to grab some coffee. My face isn't awake. And so Luann goes to Leah's room. And this is how Luann knocks on the door. Oh my God, I'm going to kill you. Like, I got mad even hearing it. I got so frustrated. Who knocks
Listen,
like that?
Listen, I just need a beat. So... You know, my favorite way to knock on the door is just act like a metronome and knock. So, so she walks in and Leah goes, dude. And Luann goes, dude. Wasn't dude. That so hip of me to say dude to someone saying dude? Ha-ha.
And then they show a close-up of the fire extinguisher as Luann comes in to tell us how dramatic the scene is about to be. So Luann's like, well, so Brashan, of course, set her off. Of course she did.
Which is bullshit because that's actually not what happened.
Yeah.
And Leah goes,
Brashan was taunting her. I'm sorry, but this but that doesn't work. If you've got so much of a fucking problem that anybody saying the wrong words to you is going to make you get like that, then you're the problem. Sorry. Yeah. And this is coming from a drunk. Okay. This is coming from someone who's been in a lot of these situations as the person with the problem. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So Luann goes, well, Brashan clearly doesn't know her because that wasn't the time to talk to Sonia about anything. Am I right, girls? Here's the time when you talk to Sonia. You get her real drunk, and then you know what you talk to her about? You talk to her about how she's worthless and won't be in your cabaret.
Exactly. So then Leah's like, I wonder if Sonia's going to say anything. She goes, she probably doesn't even remember anything. Okay, so when someone's that shit-faced, you just have to sit there and let them get in your face, spit in your face, and scream at you as long as they want to. Okay, new rule. Got it. So then Luann kind of changes because she's like, well, I don't care how wasted you are. There is no excuse for that kind of behavior. I mean, I'm worried for her. I want her to get better.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So then Ramona joins up and Leah's like, hey, Ramona. So there was like a physical altercation last night and like Sonia broke a hydrant glass, fire hydrant glass, whatever, fire extinguisher glass. She did damage to the property at the hotel and people were coming out of their rooms and they weren't there to see me. I couldn't believe it. I said, oh, well, yes, you did hear. I am here at your hotel. You're welcome. And the line for autographs starts there. And they didn't even care. They were looking at a fire hydrant. Do you know how that feels to be upstaged by a fire extinguisher? Huh, it was terrible.
So Ramona comes over. Did you already say that? Sorry if you did. So Ramona's there now and she's like, whoa, no, what? She lost it. And Leah says, yeah, Bashan was really antagonizing her. And Ramona's like, yeah. And I told Bashan, I said, please don't mess with Sonia, okay? She's fragile. She's fragile and she's also broken at the same time. If that makes any sense, okay?
And then Luann, of course, will always take the opportunity to blame Ramona. Well, you're the one who started this, Ramona. And she's like, you know what? Leah invited her. I didn't even fight her, okay? Well, you started explaining. You started saying, we're so much fun. We're this and that. You gave the impression that we're crazy, okay? You should have said what it really is. We're very, very boring ladies of a certain age, but not grandmothers and not boring. So please don't call us that. Thank you.
Yeah, Luann, you're the one who got arrested for hitting a cop and woke up in the bushes. What are you people talking about? What the hell are these people talking about? You are crazy. We do expect that. And Brisson was told that by the TV guide.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah. Literally, like, you know how crazy you are? Not only did you fall into the bushes, but also you fell off of like a ledge in the same episode. And that was so crazy that it often overshadows the fact that in that same episode, Dorinda took out a knife and started stabbing the table like she was in Aliens and cut herself in the process. Okay. And that's crazy, but it got upstaged and forgotten about. Okay. That's how crazy you guys are.
Yeah. So Ramona's like, okay, I'll take the bait. Okay. Oh, yes. And seriously, you know, you gave her all these expectations. And now we have to fulfill her expectations. You do it. This is your problem, Ramona.
I mean, expectations. That's like saying, hey, come to my cabaret show and I'm going to sing all the songs. That's ridiculous. Three max.
So Ramona's like, okay, fine. So she's like, you know what? Talking to Brashan one-on-one, I mean, she's just not like this. I mean, I don't even know who she is right now. Guy.
Yeah. So, she's saying that basically Brashan is like really calm with her and everything. So, then Leah is saying that, like, that Leah and Ramona are talking because I think Luann walks away. She leaves.
Yeah, Luann leaves.
And then Leah and Ramona start talking about how Sonia has a drinking problem. And Leah's like, I think that, like, maybe she needs an intervention, you know? You know what? Maybe you and Luann can talk to her, okay? So, like, okay, let's hatch this plan right away. They call up Luann. Like, wait, don't go down all the way down to your room just yet because we have a plan. We want to do an intervention.
At a bar. So let's do it tonight, right when we get to the bar restaurant. And Leah's like, I would want someone to talk to me if I was punching through glass. Would you? Really? Because you didn't seem to like that too much last year when anybody said anything to you. I mean, this shit's not an intervention's never going to be easy, right? And no one wants it, especially on camera. And well, especially
I'm sure
on
Bunny
vacation,
has a lot
especially
to say about
on
this.
Yeah,
you know, Bunny is like, oh, really? You want someone to tell you? Like, you want someone to intervene? Huh? What do you call big Zeta Catholic school? So, So, or whatever it was, she like was sent to a convent.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So now Ramona's in Bershon's room and she goes, you know what? Bershon, you know what? I didn't get a chance to eat my berries or my oatmeal, okay? Because I turned them into barbells, okay? It was a disaster. But that's what happened, okay? You might have had some berries and oatmeal real quickly before I yell at you? Okay, great.
I love that Brashan is staying in room 420. I thought that was so funny because that's like the stoner room, you know? I was like, yeah, girl, yeah, 420.
At least it wasn't room 1-3. I don't remember. I don't remember the room in The Shining. I forgot. It would have been a funnier joke if I remembered.
212 to remind everybody that she's a real New York bitch, bitch. So Rashawn's like, well, look, I know my room's not fabulous like yours, but I've been on this show for 5 minutes. And then there's just shit everywhere. Rashawn's one of those people who just like gets there, opens their suitcase, drops it all over the floor.
Yeah.
Gets roommate, room service, and throws it everywhere.
In other words, she's a below deck guest. That's what she is.
Yes.
So she's like, yeah, Rashawn feels like she's being called into the principal's office. And by the way, God help you if the principal of your school is Ramona Singer. So she's like, you know what, Ramona, I'm a girl's girl. Okay. She was being Sonia, a little drunk, a little aggressive. I don't know exactly what she was saying.
Let me stop you right now, okay? Because we spoke and they said, you know what? Don't push envelopes, okay? Nobody wants to buy your envelopes, okay? It's stupid business. If you're gonna have a business on the show, it needs to be better than envelopes, okay? I mean, how do you even get those things closed? You have to lick them. I'm sick of licking envelopes. That's it. Let me have the sock, okay?
Now, you know, the thing that escalated is that she got into my face like, you know, if it's my impersonation, it goes, but with a finger, you know, imagine if your finger was like, energy, you know, and I gotta tell you, I would never get into someone's face like that. In Black culture, if you get in someone's face like that, you get hit with an envelope.
Guess what other culture that happens in? All of them, okay? If you do that shit to somebody in a bar somewhere, you're getting your ass kicked, okay? So Brisson's like, you know, it's like my daddy always said, if you get in someone's face, someone's going to get in your face, and it's not going to end well. And she goes, she needs to understand that if she does that, then she, and she goes, no, you know what? She can get arrested. You're right. That's it. You know what? You do something like that, you can get arrested. Envelope lady, okay?
You know what? Sonia loves to say that it's okay to get shit-faced with friends and mail envelopes, okay? And yeah, I can agree with that, okay, if you like envelopes. But I don't like envelopes, okay? You know what I like? I like pieces of paper that you just throw out the window and you hope someone finds on the sidewalk, okay? That's what you call mail, okay? Speaking of which, I love a mail, okay? I love mail. Don't like envelopes. What am I talking about again? I don't even remember. So I could get arrested right now.
So Ramona's like, you know what? Sonia says it's okay to get wasted around her friends because it's comfortable and safe and she can let loose. But you know what? It's not when you act like that, guy. She acts irresponsibly. Yeah. So then Brisson's like, you know, I do want to apologize because I am an open book. And she's like, look, when I was calling you guys grandmas, I wasn't saying you were old. It's just like I was saying you were lame.
Yeah, you're not old. You're just boring. That's it. Boring it goes beyond age. You know, you could be a 2-year-old and boring. You could be a 75-year-old and boring. You know, something like that. So she's like, you know, I realize that, you know, I don't express things the same way. And, you know, we hit it off so well, Ramona, and over the summer. And, like, anything you said, I got, like, your whole spiel about envelopes. No one gets it. I don't even really get it, but I think I get it, you know. And, like, I let my boundaries down and thinking, you know, I just thought everyone was going to be an extension of you, you know. And they're not. Everyone's a different version. Everyone's awful like you, but they're a different kind of awful, Ramona. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and she says that she came in too hard, too fast. Everyone's different. She's a life coach. She gets it. And Ramona goes, you know what? Say it's not your intention. That's what you got to say. And she's like, okay, okay. So then Leah calls Ebony, right? So she calls Ebony and tells her about the night and stuff. And Ebony's like, oh, shocked. And basically just to warn her. So then Ramona goes down to Sonia's room. Yeah. And she's like, whoa, you look like you just woke up, okay? Look at me, ready for the day, okay? Well, my arms have never been bigger. Do you have anything bubbly to lift around here, okay?
You know what? You look exhausted, like you spent the entire night licking envelopes, okay? And she's like, oh, well, you know how Luann always says, I just wake up refreshed. This isn't one of those days. So Sonia goes, listen, I have a taste for luxury, and I don't have a taste for cheap red wine. But if that's all they're serving, and Brisson is serving up the insults, that's what I will drink. And she says it as if this is like some declaration of of like female empowerment. Like, they tried to give me red wine, and they gave me someone who insulted me, and I said, no, I shall first. I will drink that bad red wine.
It's the wine's fault.
Yeah, I don't think it's the bad one, red wine. Yeah.
So she's like, what a loser night. I just wanted to dance and party, and we ended up with cheap wine at Bichon. So then Leah announces, she's telling Ebony that they're going to go to a restaurant for a seance, and Leah's like, oh my God, what if it's my grandma? So then we go to Ramona and Sonia again. And they're coming down the hall to go downstairs. And Ramona's like, you know what I think we need? A good pharmaceutical psychiatrist. Ding. Thank you.
Yep.
I can't believe that Ramona knows. I think she just means a psychiatrist who can prescribe you drugs instead of just like a therapist that you talk to.
Yeah, drugs that aren't water pills, by the way. So then they run into Bershon and the elevator bank, and like they're all being friendly and acting like nothing happened. And Sonia's like, you know what? I'm not even going to attempt to understand where Bershon's coming from, because even she doesn't understand where she's coming from. Otherwise, she would have apologized by now. Like, doesn't totally make sense, but sure.
Yeah, and Sonia's not pretending to be okay. She doesn't say hi or anything. She just gives dirty looks. But Bershon's just done her self-affirmation jumping jacks, so she's like, great. So then we're in the lobby, and Leah, is this? No, that's later.
No, that's later. They just basically get into the van. They have to take a 40-minute van ride, and there's just awkwardness in the van. No one's talking. Bershon's sleeping, and there's just tension in the group.
So they get to this place called the Black Cow, and Ebony goes up to Sonia and takes her shoulders and says, I got your back. And she's like, oh, thank you. But they won't let her sit next to Sonia for whatever reason. Probably so Ramona goes, whoa, they have a cow burger.
A cow burger? Black cow. Well, Luna's like, well, it's called the Black Cow. I mean, they got to have a burger. Am I right? Ben, put that in the show, Ben Rimmelauer. Put that in the show. At the Black Cow, they better have a cow burger. A cow burger. Not lamb. Cow burger. Cow burger.
Well, before we begin, I just want to say something to the group because I'm emotional. I'm emotional. And Sonia's like, oh, God, here we go. Like, just rolling her eyes. And so Bershon apologizes. And she's like, I made this familiar when it wasn't familiar. And Luann's like, don't cry, honey. I haven't finished telling you off yet. You need to hold that. You need to come. You need to save the tears for when your cue comes. All right. I've marked off the floor where I want you to stand when you cry. That's how professionals do it.
I love Luann. Luann, who is so nasty to Bershon at dinner, is like, "How dare you say?" She says we're boring. That woman, Ramona, needs to control that woman. She was had so much venom in her for the past 24 hours, and I was like, "Oh." Oh, don't cry. Don't cry. I want people to come to my show and know that this is a happy show. Happy. Laugh. Laugh.
So Ebony's like, yes, you acted familiar with people that you weren't familiar with. And she's like, yes, yes, that is exactly what I just said. But thank you for rewording
coming
that.
Coming up at 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah. Thanks After for the making weather. That a story. And so Sonia's still rolling her eyes. And Brishan's like, I didn't have boundaries. You know, I talk like I know you guys for 30 years and I don't. And I get it, you know, but me and my girlfriends are always saying, come on, girl, stop acting like a grandma. Get up and do something. And that's all I meant by it. Okay. And so Luann's like, oh, well, I felt like you were pointing a finger like, you're a grandmother. You're boring. She was. And she was still right. She can reword it however she wants. Still right.
Yeah. And Luann goes, you know, and when you spoke the way you spoke to Sonia, Sonia Rita, that's our name for her. I don't know if you could figure that out because we're not boring grandmas. We come up with hilarious nicknames where we add Ita onto certain names. So anyway, the way you spoke to Sonia Rita in a certain way, I mean, she's my girl. You can't talk to my friend that way and expect repercussions. You can't tell her she's a drunk when we're on the verge of telling her she's a drunk. That's just not right.
Now, has she ever gotten a man on her own? Probably not. Have I ever stolen a man from her? No, she's lost them all. Did I steal her fuck toy? No, she tried to get with my husband. But I can say that. You cannot, ma'am.
I mean, you just can't go at her. She's in a very, very vulnerable state ever since she learned she wasn't nearly talented nor capable enough to be in my cabaret show. I mean, she's basically like a walking mop, and you can't put a mop on stage, can you? I don't think so. So please, let's not make fun of mops. Thank you so much.
So Brashan's like, well, I was addressing the whole table, not just her. And Ebony's like, well, what she's saying is she thought the group was boring her, and you guys just happened to be in front of her when she said it. Like she's trying to be the interpreter for every single thing. And I think Brashan is being clear. Like, I don't really get it.
Yeah.
But Brashan's so like, okay, so I'm sorry to you, Lou, Leah, and Ramona, and especially to you, Sonia. And Sonia's like still not having it at all. And she goes, now, Sonia, with you, I may not remember everything, okay? But on the bus, I had a real connection with you. And then we get a clip of Sonia just twerking in everyone's face.
Yeah. And Sonia's like, well, you've betrayed my trust because we did have a connection. On the bus, you listened to me. You heard me. And we see clips of them bonding. And even at Pioneer Village, we know we sit in front of a wigwam and we bonded about all the people we fucked inside that thing. Okay, that was a real bonding moment for us.
I love that Sonia just means like, wow, you listen to me talk about my townhouse and how rich I used to be on both the bus and inside Pioneer Village when I was still going on and on about it. I mean, come on, lady. That's not bonding. You don't probably know anything about her still. So Ramona sees it. So she thinks Sonia's going to get upset, right? So she's like, hey, a customer service person who carries plates, can I have some Kleenex, please? We're going to need some Kleenex. She goes, shut the fuck up, Ramona.
Did I speak the whole time? Listen, you wear a bonnet in Pioneer Village, then you can talk, okay? So then Ramona's like, what? There's a lot of anger in Sonia, and she's snapping at me like a turtle. It's not turtle time, okay?
And Sonia continues, I liked you. You know, I thought, wow, this girl is smart. She gets me, and she's getting to know me. So when I saw you at dinner, I just said, I want to have fun with my girls. And, you know, for me to share that with you, and then you throw it back. What are you sharing with her? You started screaming at her in the middle of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Am I taking crazy pills? How is everybody not seeing this?
I don't, because the thing is, everyone loves Sonia, especially this season. And
so
no one wants to see Sonia in that light, but we see each other. But you know what? It was a bad moment for Sonia. We can still love her and she can still have a bad moment, you know?
Yeah.
And I love that while she's saying
Sonia, but geez.
Yeah, and I love that when she's saying this thing about, like, you know, I saw you at dinner, and I just want to have fun with my girls, and this is my safe group. And Brashan just, like, blows her nose, like, right in the middle of it. Which, I was like, welcome to the cast, Brashan. You did the right thing. You made a big, loud blow nose sound in the middle of an emotional moment.
And she's a good housewife, too, because she also knows how to apologize well, right? So she's like, yes, and I take responsibility for that, and I don't ever want to bring another woman down, so I apologize on that front. And I was like, leave it at that front. Just leave it there.
Yeah.
Leave it on that front. Okay.
Yeah, because Sonia also says, I don't know, did you say this part where she says, you know, like, you made fun of me being a clown, and I take pride in being funny, and that didn't hurt me, but the way you mimic me hurt me, because, like, my kind of clown thing is, I like to be in the car and come out, and then, like, have all the other clowns get in there, we fuck all together in the car, and I get out and be like, wow, I really fucked a bunch of clowns, but I'm not really much more of a, clown. You see, you just insulted my brand of comedy, that's all.
Yeah, I don't like this kind of clown. Wah! I like the kind where you're pulling the scarves out of your hand, you know, and wondering how many guys you've wiped off with those. You know, that's the kind of clown you just got the physical part of it wrong.
Yeah, it's like, you know what kind of clown I am? I'm not like a clown. I'm kind of like a, hey, mister, you want to buy this blackberry? And then he buys the blackberry, and then it's attached to a string, and I pull it back. He doesn't see. That's the kind of clown I am.
So Brashan is like, okay, you know, I get it. And she tells us, you know, she was drunk. I wasn't drunk. Well, I was drunk, but not as drunk. So she was drunker than me, so I need to be the bigger person. So then they hug. And Sonia goes, you just need a hug. That's what someone said to me, that I just need a hug. Actually, it was the last clown I saw.
Yeah, a hugging clown. His name was It, something like that. He had a great place down in the gutters. So Prashant. So they, yeah, everything's fine. Because, you know, at the end of the day, Sonia hates tension. So she loves a moment like this, which is why we love Sonia. And then they're all of a sudden joking. And she's like, I love you. I love you because you got right in my face. Oh, yeah. I thought you were ready to deck me. You're so much bigger and stronger than me. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Oh,
you could put me down, she says.
I mean, Bershon's like, but Sonia, please don't do that to anyone else. Please don't.
So Ramona's like, whoa, Bershon took down her walls. Okay. So then Sushi arrives.
Yes, Sushi arrives. And Ramona's like, excuse me. Can you tell Mr. Sushi Man not to make the sushi yet, please? Mr. Sushi Man? Can anyone talk to Mr. Sushi Man, please? Is Mr. Sushi Man here, please?
And they're all offended. You know, but I mean, I think Ramona's showing growth. I think Sushi Man is probably the nicest way she's ever addressed anyone who's been working around them. And Ebony's like, it's Chuck. His name is Chuck, okay? I like to call him Sweetie, personally, because that's how I address people who are working around me. Sweetie, can I get a drink? But his name is actually Chuck.
His name is Chuck, and he's actually here with the weather report. Chuck, please tell us what we have for weather and for sushi. Thanks so much. I'm Ebony K. Williams.
And that was the whole lunch. Now it's time to go home and get ready for the seance. So they drove 40 minutes for that sushi and have to drive 40 minutes back. So, yeah.
Well, I think the Black Cow is famous. I think it's, so maybe it was like, that's part of it. And I think there probably was shopping too that we didn't see, Ron. We saw some good, you know, coastal Massachusetts shopping that didn't make it to the air. I'm sure it'll be on a Secrets Revealed.
Oh,
maybe Elise was there. Maybe Elise was there and like, we're just happy. Like, boo, Ramona, I'm still here to haunt your dreams.
So everybody's getting ready for dinner and Ramona is complaining to herself about masks. You know what? I don't take mask places because I lose them. That's it. I mean, look at this one. It's broken already. Okay. Whoops. Can't wear it now.
Yeah. And then there's this really, really, really quick shot of Luann powdering her face. I don't know if you saw it, but Luann had the most aggressive powder moment. It was just, it literally was like 2 seconds long, but I encourage people to go back because Luann just has her brush and she's like, I was like, Luann, it's like you, slow down. It's okay. The powder will get on the cheeks.
So Leah comes down to the lobby. She's the first one down there. She's dressed insanely, as usual, you know. And so she comes down like some, it's like a white skin tight dress, like mini skirt dress, but or mini dress, but then with some glitter. It looks like church. You know, like people wear those collars that come all the way down to the ground.
It's basically like, imagine she was wearing an overcoat, but then she cut the overcoat off at the waist, except for right in the middle where the buttons are. It's like that. That's, and it was like by design. So it has this big sort of like tendril, this button tendril that goes down to the floor. So she looks crazy. It's like an edgy look, but it looks bonkers. And she comes out of the elevator and she has her mask. She's all done up and everything. She walks into the lobby. And just as she walks in the lobby, there's just like a dude, like this guy. And like,
it's like a big, heavy guy with like a little,
I'm with stupid t-shirt or something.
Yeah, yes. Like a little fanny pack, like a total tourist. And he like, just stops.
I survived Salem, Massachusetts t-shirt or something.
He just stops when he sees her and his mouth just drops. He's like, what the fuck is that? And she just he just stares at her walking through the lobby and finally stares. She's like, hi.
He's so confused. He's so confused that there's a TV show happening. He's confused about this, like what she's wearing, everything. So then all the other ladies start to join and Luann announces, I only brought silver jewelry tonight, ladies. And then they all gather and then they all start talking about like their feelings on a seance. Like Sonia's okay with seance because she's all about like communing with various spirits, etc. But Ebony's actually freaked out about it. She's a little scared.
And Sonia, of course, is like, oh, second nature to me. I actually date during seances. You know, you really never find men that old until you're in a seance. I tell you. So then we go to the, oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, Leah, of course, is like, I'm not sure if I'm like really ready for it. Like, I hope like someone fun comes through, like Joan Rivers or like Kurt Cobain or like the guy from Alice in Chains or Blind Melon or like who else died in the 90s. I feel like what celebrity wants to like go hang out with Leah right now in the seance? If you're a celebrity and you're in heaven, you're like, oh my God, I am in the coolest celebrity party of all time. It's like, you know, you ever saw, you saw Coco, right?
No.
I'm not talking about Ramona's dog, of course.
Well, she'll be next.
Just a different question. Have you seen Coco the dog recently?
Someone's coming through here. They're pooping on the ground. Ramona. No, they're dead. It's a dog. I think it's a dog.
Ramona, we can't help notice the first time ever. Someone's trying to cross over the other way. Is it a dog? Do we have a live dog here that's trying to go the other way?
I've never seen somebody run from the light quite like this, Ramona.
Coco, you're not allowed to cross over yet. Coco's like, why?
Okay, so let's go to the restaurant. Oh, wait, what happened in Coco, the movie?
Oh, I was just going to say, so in the depiction of, thank you for asking because I would have made people really annoyed. In the depiction of the afterlife, there's sort of like this, if I remember correctly, there's like this place where all the like the dead celebrities are kind of are hanging out or whatever. It's like this fancy area. It's like a nightclub you have to get in, or there's some party. It's like the Day of the Dead party. So like, I think that has a lot of merit. I think that like Kurt Cobain and Joan Rivers and Princess Di and Elvis and all of them are at just like a awesome, awesome party right now. And they're not going to be like, oh, hold on a second, guys. There's a lady in Salem who wants to talk for a second. I've got to do a photo op. I don't
still
think so.
Too good for you. So they get to the restaurant. And Sonya walks in and goes, beautiful. Am I being too loud?
Yeah. And like within a second, she's ordered an espresso martini. Within a second. So now this whole intervention plan has already gone to shit, because it turns out that when you put Sonya in a bar, she'll get a cocktail immediately. Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Yeah, and so she goes up to Leah. She's like, what are we going to do? Or she goes up to Ramona and Leah, basically. And she's like, what are we going to do now? She just ordered a martini. I'm like, well, then we need to do it now before she's bust, okay? So Leah's like, all right, let's just do it now. Let's do it now. So Ramona is telling Ebony, just keep Brishan busy, because we've got to go over here and talk to Sonya.
And then Leah's like, wait. What are we going to say? I'm like, you had all afternoon, you had all day long, you still haven't thought about what you're going to say in this? Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So Luann goes, well, I was going to just be there to encourage her, because that's what happened to me. I mean, I was arrested for so much less. I mean, would you believe it? I was asleep in my own room and they arrested me. They threw me to jail and threw a ham sandwich in my face with a mustard packet inside for just sleeping drunkenly in a room that I believed to be mine. Well, I mean, the real story is that I was in an elevator and I got confused. I got off the wrong floor and then I went up in someone's room. Turns out he was a polo player. Oh, and then on top of that, then I slapped him across the face. I ran to the bathroom because I got confused. I thought it was a Denny's. I thought I was getting a moon over Miami. Turns out it was a bathroom. They had to haul me out of there. I said, wait, I didn't get my eggs yet. Next thing I knew, I was beating up a police officer who, admittedly, I thought was a huge fan of mine. And I was like, listen, no stalkers here. I know I'm a star. Turns out he's a police officer. Long story short, mustard in my hair. And now I went to prison for so much less.
Oh my God, she's so delusional. I was arrested for much less. I mean, she broke off. Fire extinguisher. A fire extinguisher.
Leave it, girls.
You assaulted a police officer after getting so wasted that you were fucking some stranger in someone else's room and wouldn't leave, and then barricaded yourself in the bathroom, then slipped out of your cuffs, hit the cops, and threatened to kill them. So.
Well, you would too if you were looking at your PDA device and not looking up as soon as you walked out the elevator and walked blindly into someone's room. It's an honest mistake.
So they go get her, and is this where Ramona steals her drink? Oh my God. So Leah's like, hold on, you know, like, we have to think of the best way she doesn't get upset. You don't talk to someone while they're drinking. So Ramona goes to steal the drink, and Leah's nervous and stuff, and then so this is Ramona's way of getting her over there, like, subtly. She's like,
well, Sonya, look at your hair. Look at your hair. Okay, come on. Leah has to tell you something.
Whoa, your hair looks amazing. Oh, hey, come over here for an intervention, okay? Oops, did I say the I word out loud? Whoops.
Don't do the distraction bait and switch. I mean, she took my drink. She has an agenda. You took my drink, bitch. You think I'm stupid? What am I, 12? God, I remember being 12 and having my martinis hidden. Oh, what a time. Some things never change.
I love that Sonia was fully on to this entire thing. Like, she just read through everything. She knew exactly that the cocktail was hidden from her. She knew exactly where Ramona's game plan was. She's like, I know what you're up to. And so,
she's like, so well, then, I'm off to my intervention. I guess I better take my coat. And they're like, we're not going to steal your coat, Sonia. You could leave it here if you want to.
All right. Can I just order a quick drink for the intervention? Thanks. So she sits down with him, and Ramona's like, you know what? We love our girlfriends, okay? And Sonia's like, you know, I can't believe I was just having a nice moment with Bershon. I never thought I'd talk to her again. I mean, she said she put a wall up with me. She was going to level me. She was going to physically level me. It's funny because I was going to put up a wall in the townhouse, but, you know, I've only saved up so many popsicle sticks. It takes a lot, you know, to build a wall.
What were we going to talk about? It's amazing. She has the ability to level things. You know, I've never had a towel that was level taped over windows. You know, we could be friends. We could be friends, me and that girl. So Leah's like, listen, this isn't coming from a place of judgment, okay? But it would be, like, irresponsible for us not to say that we think the drinking is going to hurt you. It's like, dun, 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 commercial.
So, yeah, so it's like, okay, all right. And we are worried and we want to help. And Leah goes, what happened last night? I mean, I got arrested for far less than that. Far less. I mean, assaulting a police officer. I mean, who hasn't? Am I right?
No, she's like, yeah, I got arrested for even less. I mean, I was just drunk in my hotel. Oh, God. No, you weren't. We can Google this, ma'am. So Sonia is like, guys, you know what? What she just said, I heard. I heard it, guys. And I own that I like to party, but I also tell you the sincere truth. At home, I don't have alcohol at my home. I don't drink alone. I don't drink on dates. I don't go out and socialize like that. I just don't. Lies, 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 well, lies, well, lies. Those are all lies.
Well, when she says she doesn't have alcohol, she goes, I don't have alcohol in my home. I mean, I have it, but to serve people. I'm like, that's not, like, you can't be like, oh, I don't have, well, I mean, I have it, but I don't really have it. It's like, you have it, it's like, you have it or you don't have it.
Yeah, lies, but then again, it, like, feels creepy going after her for that because she's being, they're giving her an intervention at a bar on TV. I would just like, say sloppy. No. If you want to talk to me in the daytime or if you have concerns, fine. But we're out right now or whatever. But I mean, and Ramona's just going, you're in denial. Okay. You're in denial. Okay.
Ramona's doing the worst thing I imagine for an intervention, which is being super judgy and just like attacking, right? And Sonia goes, you know, just because you're not drinking now, she said to Luann, just because you're not drinking now doesn't mean that you weren't drinking before. I mean, you were falling downstairs and bushes and getting arrested for being drunk in my own hotel room. Can you imagine that? Just me innocently in my hotel room being drunk. Can you imagine that? But we're not talking about me right now, even though I know everyone just loves talking about my riveting performance and my one-woman show, Countess and Friends. But we're not talking about me.
So, yeah, she's like, you're falling downstairs and in bushes. Yeah, but then she went to rehab. Do you understand? Yeah. Like, that was the cause and effect of that one, right? So Ramona's like, you know what? Now you're angry, okay? You know what else you don't say to someone who's drinking? That they're angry. What is wrong with you? You're the worst at this. You guys need to just call Bethany Frankel, who's like, you're drunk. You're drunk. Yeah. You're a mess. I don't even want to be around you. You're embarrassing.
She just walks away. You're done. Yeah. You're stupid. You know what? You're like a mess. You're stupid. I don't want anything to do with you. You're drunkenness. You're like, Luann got drunk first, okay? So you're like a cheetah brand of drunkenness right now, okay? Like this is stupid, okay? I'm going, okay? You want to be my CFO? Okay. So then Sonia's like, she's like, listen, I tried to have fun last night, and Bershon wants to go there with her tough girl image, and I just wanted to show her I'm not a fucking doormat. First of all, by the way, Bershon was not trying to do anything with a tough girl image. So please, like, can we stop trying to push this thing that Bershon is this big, scary woman who wanted to level you? Because it's a little, you know.
You were screaming at like, her, ma'am. You were screaming at her, ma'am. Yeah, there's some weird subtext there that I don't like. Yeah. So she's, Ramona's like, your reactions are over the top. And Leah says, well, you know, don't feel ashamed, whatever. I just want you to know it's an open channel of communication, you know. And so he's like, oh, well, I have an open channel of professionals that I speak to all the time. There's a lady who shoved a crystal egg up my vajayjay. And you know what? I still drink, but I sing a lot better, which is odd, isn't it?
And then she goes, I do telemedicine. Telemedicine, you ever heard of it before? You know what? We love you, okay? It's coming from love, but not in an envelope, okay? Because I don't send love in envelopes, okay?
So then they go to the table, and Leah's just like, we tried, right? And Liu gets another one of her zingers. She's like, everyone needs a wake-up call. I just don't want hers to be from a ditch.
Because you don't get very good reception down there, trust me. So Sony goes, you know what? I'm in a safe place right now, but it doesn't feel very safe because you guys are being very judgmental. I mean, Leah, you're not, but the rest of these bitches are.
And Luann goes, she's the one who started the intervention in the first place.
And Luann goes, well, you got into a physical fight last night. And Sony goes, and I'll do it again with her. Okay, let's go and have a seance, which is like my favorite way to segue out of this. Like, when you realize an intervention isn't going well, just say, let's go have a seance.
This was also hilarious because she's like, well, those two have become a broken record, and now they've hooked Leah into it. Whatever, we're on vacation. I'm not going to explain myself anymore. And then she turns around and she's got a big goblet of vodka soda. She's already onto her second giant drink, which maybe that was club soda, who knows, but I doubt it. So then we go to Michael and Marion, the seance people.
Yeah, and like Marion is like our main medium, and is Michael like medium in training or something like that? He was like side medium, like still learning, still working his way through some goat imagery.
I know. He's like, just saw a dead relative. Gotta deliver the calamari to table 27, BRB.
Is that the sushi man? So then, then there's also a lady named Sandra, who's the seance host, and they're lighting incense to raise the vibration in the room, and they're going to let negativity slip away. And then Marion starts speaking. And, like, Marion talks like a boy doing a girl's voice, like when boys do girls' falsettos. Like on Below Deck Med this week, she's like,
I'm going to ask you, please, to take a deep breath in. Divine spirits, teachers, loved ones, those who have crossed over before us, come through and bring forth those who have passed away, and we thank you.
Please, no be author again. That's all I ask. The woman is just mean.
And so then we hear a boom and the whole room shakes, which no one ever explained what that was. What was that?
It was like a light that fell, but I watched it like five times. I'm like, I think most of that noise was sound effect. I think it was probably like a sharp bang, and they just added in a like it sounded like literally there was an explosion. Like their hotel, the Nathaniel Hotel, was just zapped by the Independence Day UFOs.
I know, like windows are blasting out, you know. So Ramona's like, what was that? Did you drop something? She's like, so they're like, the light came off the ceiling. Oh, my God. And Sonny goes, that does happen.
That does happen. Maybe if you live in a decaying townhouse, lights fall off the ceiling. Oh, well, you know, lights, they fall. I mean, that's, you know, how many people does it take to plug in a light? Let me tell you something. How many people does it take to sweep up a light that just fell off the ceiling? Huh, every day in my house.
I'll tell you, one time Lou Ferrigno tried to get through to me. It was just a mess.
It was a terrible time. So then Ramona's just like crying, and Michael is like, the side medium is like, you guys are safe. You guys, Marion, can you help me out here?
It's safe and protected. A boo-ba-da-boo-da-doo, protective spell. We're safe. No more lights shall fall upon thee.
So he's like, okay, guys, don't worry. There's not going to be any kind of levitating or anything like that. And Sonny goes, well, there might be poop.
Might be. It's not so much a hypothetical anymore, okay?
Let's start. So the food runner starts first. He's like, all right. I'm getting a grandfather. He's showing me mountain goats on ledges. The
food is up on table 10.
on ledges. Wait, hold on. That's a goat. Actually, I'm sorry. That is a goat cheese toast. Damn it. Sorry. I do have to go.
Michael, please stop reading the orders before you give a reading. I said read the order, not read Bershon.
Okay, what I'm seeing is a crostini on a mountain, and I'm seeing bruschetta, and I'm seeing, is that table 13?
Michael, just do your job. I'll take it from here.
So he's like, okay, you know how the goats go on the mountains and they climb so high onto those ledges? Well, right now, people view you as just a regular goat, Bershon, but you're going to be a ledge goat soon, so.
You're going to come out of your shell, as we all know, because goats have shells, and you're going to show them what you really got, which is one letter short of goat. So congratulations.
Yeah, he's going to need a little more time in the cooker, that guy. So Sonya's like, forget about Bershon being a goat that needs to come out of his shell. She needs to be a turtle and pull it back in.
And then it goes, now he moves on to Luann. He's like, okay, Luann, is there an uncle figure? Is there an uncle? No, not specifically. I'm just seeing an older man with a bald head. He looks very uncle-y. Someone in your life.
Nope. Someone. One's ever died. I don't know anyone who's ever died.
I'm seeing a polo player in Palm Beach at a hotel.
Nope.
Now I'm seeing a police officer.
Nope. Oh, Andrew Lloyd Webber. That's who that was. Oh, nope. He's just on my phone asking if we can work together. Keep going, sad person.
I'm seeing a ham sandwich.
Nope.
A ham sandwich. It's coming right at you.
Nope.
Coming right at your head.
Nope. That never happened because I never did anything wrong. So I don't know what you're talking about. she's annoyed with him. And she's like, well, someone forgot to eat their Wheaties this morning because this guy is way off.
Yeah, because he basically says that there's a male in her life who's kind of moody and they are eventually going to go their own way. I'm like, that's very specific. Thank you for that reading.
I see a moody, beef jerky-faced person with bleached tips with some kind of curry. Is it beef? Lamb! Nope, never heard of him. Never heard of him.
Are you sure it's not a goat curry? Lamb! I'm a lamb on a ledge.
You're going to go separate ways, but it's positive for you. It's more of a loss for him. And Leah's like, ha, we know that already. So then Marion takes over, and she's like, oh, Leah, we've got a woman here, a relative. Oh, I'm having trouble pulling her through. I'm grabbing onto her nylons now. I'm pulling them. She's trying to kick my... Whoever this was had a good climb because she's got very strong... Oh, kicking my legs.
Hey, you better back it up. You better back it up. I didn't want to be here. You better back it up. Listen, okay, fine. As long as I'm here, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Ramona, pick up your poop. It's on the floor. And get this fucking goat out of here. All right.
Well, we've got 5 blonde ladies that look exactly like Sonya. Oh, I've died 5 times. Those are all me, probably. Just giving their girl a good high-fiver.
I'm getting someone from the other side. She's... I'm getting a lot of tears and some makeup and she's saying something about eggs. I don't understand. Here she comes. Hello. Hello, spirit.
I've got one. She's older. I'm grabbing her. She's asking me to hand her a newspaper. I'm handing her a newspaper. She is hitting me on the head with the newspaper. Be off her! I told you not to come through here.
Wait, we have another person from the beyond. She says that I'm a cheetah medium, and that the walls are up, and she says, what's happening? What's the matter? What's going on?
I love that you just killed all the Real Housewives. They're all dead.
Well, they're all off the show. They're on the great beyond.
So Leah's like, well, that's probably my grandmother. And, you know, she doesn't really approve of this stuff. That's probably why she won't come. And she's like, well, you know, she talks about you learning something. Oh, my God, Judaism. Judaism, I think. Studying Judaism. Oh, she loves it. She says, if you were a rich man, la-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-doom.
Well, it's going to give me structure.
Yes, and she says it's going to give you structure. Oh, my God. All right. Oh, look. I see someone. It looks to be a person of color. No, it's someone holding a POC lipstick. Her name is Kristen Takeman. Does anyone know this one?
Let me out of the box. I am in the box. Let me out of the box.
Wait a second, Michael. The spirits are telling me. Could you please put up a banner This spirit would like a banner that says, congratulations, you did it, you crossed over. Could you do that for me, Michael?
Okay, so then she moves on to Ebony, and she's like, I see a woman, an older woman, your grandmother. So she tells Ebony that her grandmother's proud of her, and you're doing great, and you've got a great message for women, so keep on going forward. And Ebony's sobbing, you know, which is so sad.
I know, it's sad. It's very sad, even though it's deeply unspecific, like very general.
Well,
commentary.
Yeah, it is a but very, it was very thing. Comforting. There's an older woman who's proud of you. Like, oh.
I know, exactly. But it was actually, despite this, I was actually like very drawn into this. So now Marion comes to Sonia. And now shit starts to get real. And so she's saying, like, you know, she's like, I have a man with me, like a family member. Is it like your father? Is it your father?
I can't believe it.
It feels like unfinished business is here. He, an actual unfinished business. He needs a loan from Wells Fargo.
He's touching something that looked like letters signed by someone that says Morgan.
Oh, Dad, don't touch those. So, but it's actually like pretty intense because basically, like, I mean, what she says is about like, oh, well, he did some tough stuff and like he wants to know, he didn't know what he was doing when he was alive. And Sonia's like sobbing and she's also drunk, but she's sobbing and she's like, no, he didn't. And Marion's like, did he have a drinking problem? And Sonia's like, yes. And then you just cut to Luann's eyes, like just starting over, like, did anyone just hear that? Is anyone anyone connecting the dots? Anyone?
Yeah, and she says the message from your father is that he's mortified by what he did and he's not trying to excuse it. And she's like, well, good, he shouldn't. And it turns out that he left them, so that's why she has abandonment issues with men, and that's affected mm-hmm. her. And Sonya's just sobbing, you know.
Yeah,
and so she tells us that she wasn't expecting that because her dad left when she was like 2 years old, so of course now he's showing up. You know, he wouldn't show up in real life, but of course he's showing up now, you know, in the afterlife. And right. It's affected her with men and all that. It's really sad.
It's actually like really, it's really impactful because it is like, I think the first time we've really had an insight into her childhood. And all the other women are saying that too. Ramona's saying that she'd never heard about this. Like Sonia doesn't like to talk about it. And it actually makes very sad and tragic sense of so much of the stuff that's been going on with Sonia. Like the drinking thing aside, you know, she is obviously totally, you know, destroyed by this divorce. She has been out for like 10 years. And now that we see this context, I mean, this is a woman who grew up without a father who, you know, when she says the divorce is like a death, I mean, you've got to see a correlation here. You know, she like it to her probably felt like a death being the daughter of that. And she probably thinks of her own daughter. And that probably drives so much of like her, you know, her torture, her inner torture. So I was like gutted for her at this moment, knowing that she's been keeping this inside and that she's had this sort of darkness in her all this time. Not darkness, but like this cloud in her life, you know?
So she tells her, well, your issues are there, so you have to deal with it. And Sonia's like, oh yeah, I met with the healer. And she's like, no, not a healer. Therapy, counseling. Therapy.
You have to give Marion credit because most of she's not a grifter like that. She's not like, you must see me every week from now on. She's like, you need hardcore therapy. You need to see someone because you need to see someone with a PhD, preferably.
Yeah,
please.
And she's like, well, I met with a therapist, but we're not talking about my dad yet. She goes, yes, but this person needs a PhD or something because you're going to need a bit more than what you got.
Need a little bit more. Have you been sticking crystals up your bum? Is that what you've been doing? Yes. I suspected maybe a little bit more. Maybe less crystals, more PhD, perhaps? I don't know. Just thinking out loud.
So then we move on to Ramona, and it's a man coming through, slightly younger. Don't give me clues, because Ramona's like, yes, yes, that's it, you got it. She's like, no, calm down, calm down. It feels like a brother, maybe he's a little younger. You have a lot of issues. Oh, he had a lot of issues in his life. And she's like, he was not so dead. He was a lost soul gay. And now it's another really sad one.
This one, I was like, because I thought it was going to be a sort of silly Ramona reading or just sort of like the usual stuff. But now she starts talking about her brother and like her brother, she's saying like he was a lost soul and she's now crying. And Marion's like, yes, he feels like not suicide. He was self-destructive. And Marion's like, was it recent? Feels recent. It was like a week or so. And it was like 2 years ago. And, you know, Marion's saying how like, you know, he's okay with the fact that he's gone. He's sorry for hurting you. And like, and it's so hard. This section I thought was so hard. I thought Sonia was heartbreaking. And then this was just like even more heartbreaking because basically, you know, Ramona is like crying and talking about how her brother almost died like 10,000 times before he actually died. And that she tells us that like she tried to save him and she just couldn't deal with it anymore. And it pained her that he was in so much pain, but she couldn't help him. And she goes, I couldn't help him. I couldn't change him. I couldn't fix him. So I abandoned him. I pushed him away. He was my brother and I pushed him away. And I was like, literally, like, I was like tearing up. I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe that Ramona Singer is making me so emotional right now. Cause that was like a raw, I don't know the word. It was just a raw, raw moment. And I was like, I was kind of blown away.
And so she's like, you're blaming yourself. You know, you can't walk around with this because it's too big of a burden. And Ramona says that she was the caregiver of all of her siblings. And he was just such a lost soul that she had to like stop, you know, he was too far gone to help. And that's really, really sad, especially in an episode where we're talking about addiction. You know, because that's what she's saying. You know, her brother had a lot of those problems. So Leah's like, wow. Like, even Leah's nice to Ramona. Leah's like, wow. It takes a long time to get to know people, and now she knows them a lot better, you know. And then so Sonia's like, all right, are we going to have some fun tonight or what? You know, get back in there and get Lou Ferrigno back. I've changed my mind. I'm on a new path.
And Leah's like, I'm gonna start a fire, guys, even though I think a fire was already started. And then Ebony's like, Leah, why is her dress on backwards? You know it's on backwards, right? And she goes, ah, oh my God. And so she like fixes her dress, and then it's just like happy fun times, and it's over. But
yeah,
I thought it was great. I thought it was a great mix of just like chaos, comedy, tragedy. It was everything. It was everything I could want.
Yeah, good episode, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for being with us on demand. Go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Sign up at the Crappens on Demand level. We sure love you guys. We will talk to you tomorrow for some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Can you believe what happened to me? Can you?
You'll believe it. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's Run Some Errands with Emily Ahrens.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nikki Morgan letters. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the Wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible Edible Matthews Sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel. It's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.